From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. A congressional oversight panel is warning that the problem of faulty foreclosure paperwork by banks and other lenders could have a profound impact not only on the housing market, but even the nation's financial stability. NPR's Giles Snyder says the report comes out as lawmakers are set to hold hearings on the problem.
The report from the congressional oversight panel, which oversees the government's Wall Street bailout, lays out a range of possible outcomes stemming from the paperwork mess that came to light in September. On one hand, the report says concerns could be overblown. But on the other, it warns that banks and other mortgage lenders could be on the hook for billions of dollars in unexpected losses if problems are widespread, and that the Treasury Department's foreclosure prevention program could be undermined. The Senate Banking Committee is holding a hearing on foreclosure practices today. Another hearing by a House committee is scheduled for Thursday. Giles Snyder, NPR News, Washington.
Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell has reversed his longstanding support of spending projects known as earmarks and now says he'll back a moratorium on the practice.
There is simply no doubt that the abuse of this practice has caused Americans to view it as a symbol of the waste and out-of-control spending that every Republican in Washington is determined to fight.
A nonprofit group called Taxpayers for Common Sense says in the 3 years since lawmakers have been required to disclose their earmark requests, McConnell has sought nearly $1 billion worth of such spending, mainly benefiting his home state of Kentucky. President Obama awards the Medal of Honor today to Army Staff Sergeant Sal Junta, who saved two soldiers during an ambush by insurgents in Afghanistan. Junta says he accepts the honor on behalf of all those who serve courageously every day.
I wear it for everyone that I've ever served with, everyone that I've ever shed blood, sweat, and tears for, everyone who's out there doing it, did it yesterday, doing it today, and will do it tomorrow.
Junta is the first living service member from the wars in Afghanistan and Iraq to receive the nation's highest military honor. Some new research is showing that the brains of young people are especially vulnerable to damage from marijuana. NPR's John Hamilton has the findings from the Society for Neuroscience meeting in San Diego.
A Harvard team compared several dozen people who were habitual pot smokers with a similar group of non-smokers. All of the participants took a test that measures the brain's ability to adapt to changing situations, in this case, new rules for sorting a deck of cards. The researchers found that all the pot smokers made more mistakes even when they were told each time they made an error, and heavier smokers did worse than more moderate smokers. But the people who got the lowest scores were those who said they started smoking before they turned 16. Researchers say that's probably because the part of the frontal cortex that controls this sort of task is still developing rapidly in young teens. John Hamilton, NPR News, San Diego.
Wholesale prices have risen for the fourth straight month, increasing 0.4% in October. This is NPR News from Washington. A California woman is facing charges of conspiring to provide money and people to a Somali terrorist group. NPR's Dina Temple-Raston reports the charges are part of a broader investigation.
Nima Ali Youssef is the latest defendant in a federal investigation into financing for a terrorist group in Somalia called Al-Shabaab. She's been charged with providing material support to a terrorist organization. The FBI arrested three other people in St. Louis and Minnesota earlier this month on similar charges. The arrests are part of a larger investigation into the disappearance of some two dozen Somali Americans from Minneapolis. Officials say the young men left the U.S. to join Al-Shabaab. The FBI has been investigating this jihadi pipeline for several years. So far, at least eight young men from Minneapolis have been killed fighting for Al-Shabaab in Somalia. It's unclear where the rest of the suspected American recruits are now. Dina Temple-Raston, NPR News.
Social networking giant Facebook is updating its messaging service that includes adding a Facebook.com email address for each user. Facebook engineering director Andrew Bosworth.
Using social design to organize your inbox so that when you log in and look at your messages, it's just your friends and their friends by default, and everything else goes in a separate folder. And I think that's really important because it allows us to focus our attention on the people that matter most.
Bosworth says the new messaging platform will integrate text messaging, chats, email, and all existing Facebook messaging. Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg insists that he is not trying to kill off other email services. He says he doesn't expect anyone to wake up tomorrow and decide to shut down their Gmail or Yahoo accounts and switch exclusively to Facebook. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.
Support.